North Beach. You were one of the last babies born in Halifax.
I know, I was born in Halifax Hospital.
Army took it over.
You graduated from Emory.
When did you move to Port Orange then?
When I was 6 months old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived here till she was...
Till I was starting in the second grade.
Seven. And then you moved back, and then Sherry was just a little baby, and you lived here since. Well, except when Bobby was...
We lived here about 9 years now.
When did you get married?
1960.
So
you've been married how long?
14 years. 14 years. Sure. Next November, November the 12th.
So you were about 17 or 18?
18.
And then you lived in Miami then?
Lived in Homestead.
Yeah, we lived in Homestead then for about 2 years, and then my husband was transferred to North Dakota, so I came back and lived with my mother and father until he got out of the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
And then we lived out here for about a half a year, I guess, and then he went to work for RCA, and he worked down in Cocoa at the Cape. And
you were still living here?
Uh-huh. Then he was put on a missile tracking ship, and he was gone all the time, so I went back into Daytona and stayed with my mother again. Mm-hmm. And then when he quit work, when he got off the ship, we came back out here, and we lived here until we went to Miami when he decided to go back to college. That was about 5 years ago, because we've been back now 2 years this next February.
You stayed about 3 years in Miami. When did you live in Maryland?
When he worked for RCA. He was on the ship, and he was up in dry dock, so...
You were just there a few months?
Yeah, just a few months. They were staying in an apartment rather than being on the ship, you know, so they moved the families up there to stay.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in was like. Is there one house that really stands out in your mind? Could you sort of make a sketch of the floor plan and...
Oh, my gosh.
Just a rough sketch and... You know, where the rooms are and the names of the rooms.
This house was built by a man that owned a lumberyard. And every piece in this house was hand-picked pine.
Gosh.
He cut it himself.
And you try to hammer a nail in it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're talking about...
Yeah.
Here, let Bobby get it drawing pictures. He can draw something you can tell what it looks like.
I didn't live in a house.
Yeah, but you knew what it looked like. You did look...
What? Down
Hong Kong.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it looked like as far as that goes. I just... He's real good at drawing like Bobby is, you know.
How many rooms were there in
it? It was two bedroom, kitchen, dining room, and family room.
Uh-huh.
I was an only child. Me and my dog.
What about this house here? How many rooms is it have?
It was three bedrooms, family room, two bathrooms, kitchen, study.
What do you call this room here? Living room. Do you ever hear an old-fashioned name for living room?
They used to call them parlors, didn't
it's
they?
It's a parlor, yeah. Sitting room. It's a sitting room.
A sitting room.
Yeah, sitting room.
Let's
see now.
She's under the house.
No, she's not.
She's under the house, and she...
Just on movies, you know, you hear that every once in a while.
You hear it called.
She asked about a parlor, you know.